Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our friend Gordon Chang being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gordon is one of the top scholars on China these days. He is a blogger for World Affairs. He's a columnist at Forbes.com. He's the author of two outstanding books on China, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and The Coming Collapse of China. Is the first book that I saw of Gordon's that captivated me. And I've asked Gordon to join us today to give us a report on where things are in China. Gordon Chang, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you. Gordon, I want to talk about something that every American who's paying attention is, and I think most people are concerned about, and that's the assault on our cyber infrastructure here from places like China. China's got apparently they've got an industry in China that is devoted to breaking into our computers, into our cyber safes and stealing our stuff. What do you think?
Well, it certainly is. When you look at China's assault on cyber assault on the United States, it's broad based. So, for instance, each year, China takes American intellectual property in the worth of somewhere between $20 billion to $350 billion a year. And I think it's about $110 billion. That's more than $1 trillion over the course of a decade. And that is just American intellectual property from business. In addition to that, China, of course, attacks the Pentagon.
So that's not counting national security issues.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. This does not include attacks on the networks of the Pentagon.
And when they break into corporations and steal our intellectual property, it's for the purpose of knocking it off, stealing what we've learned, and they're really good. The Chinese are really good at producing stuff other people create, aren't they?
They certainly are. You know, many people say, well, the United States spies on China, and of course we do, but the one thing we don't do is we don't take information and give it to our corporates so that they can compete in the marketplace. This is what China does, and it's one of the major reasons why Chinese business has done so well recently, because this is what the government does. And clearly we have a problem because the United States is not prepared to deal with this. Our networks mm-hmm. are not secure. You know, the Chinese can break into the Pentagon. They can also break into IBM or Mobile or GE. Mm-hmm. And these networks are not nearly as secure as those of the federal governments. And then when you start talking about smaller businesses which have valuable U.S. technology, they're even right. less secure. So this is an issue that goes from the top to the bottom of American corporates, that they don't have the ability to protect themselves from Chinese cyber espionage.
Do you see the Chinese moving downscale? Down market into more and more small businesses to get their intellectual property?
Well, they certainly do that for companies that have important IP. And also, you know, a lot of these small companies are defense contractors and provide valuable services to the military. So clearly there is a problem here because these companies don't have the wherewithal, don't have the means to protect themselves from China. So this is an issue.
Sometimes the government shares their files with these contractors. So even if the government is secure, if their contractors aren't, they're exposed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as they say, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And so, therefore, the Chinese are able to get in ways which, are going to be very difficult for us to deal with. The Chinese, though, have made it very clear that they're going to continue this cyber espionage for corporate purposes. And so we've got to start thinking about how to deal with this in a more rigorous way.
One thing is to stop being naive and actually believe that these people are. Basically, Gordon, this is a war, isn't it? This isn't some little disagreement. This is a war, isn't it?
Well, it's actually even worse than a trade war, because really what we have is a multi-decade campaign against the United States. And yeah, it's not just, as I said, defense networks. It's not just corporates, but it's also the institutions of our free society.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, folks, from a political standpoint, we've got to find people in Washington, D.C. We've got to send people in Washington, D.C. who will take this seriously, because this is national security, a national security issue. Gordon Chang and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.